We are back from recess. Our next order of business is Field Dirt Agreement. Mr. Hayes.
Morning, gentlemen. We have a field dirt agreement for a gentleman lives on T Highway, basically lower end of T Highway, and he is requesting an unlimited amount whenever that's available when we're in the area. So. Do you have a one up there, Ron?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to provide that one to Brandon for me? I don't think he's got a copy. I just threw one down to Dan there.
Motion for approval, field dirt agreement, Mr. Swihart at the end of T Highway.
Is there a second?
Second. Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a field dirt agreement as presented for Mr. Swihart at the end of T Highway. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. How many copies of this did you need signed, sir?
Just the one. Anyway, we just keep a copy, so
I'll send it up to her and then we'll get it to you. Is that all right? Andy, we have a discussion in front of us called Day Cemetery.
Correct.
Can you bring us up to speed on this request?
I also have a aerial map that I've laid up there. Jim Day, resident of Bradleyville area, had requested our help with the road leading to this Day Birdsong Cemetery that's actually on his property. I've got an aerial map there laying on the desk there with Danny showing the proximity of the cemetery. And then I've got a folder there I give you that information on the cemetery, and he just asked with help in kind of keeping the road in
shape. This one, so, Randy, that we have done or do in the spring?
We haven't done this one, but it's similar to others that we do usually once a year.
Yeah.
But it's one that we have never done before. I think they created the cemetery in 2002, I believe, is when this was actually created. It's fenced in. I do have a video of the road, but we couldn't get it to operate some way, the connection.
Do you have any obstructive areas where there's drainage ditches or steep spots or things like that that we'd have to deal with?
It's going to require some gravel in two or three spots on the road. He actually had the road built. Claude Kenny built the road up to the cemetery for him. But it's, over time, it needs a little bit of maintenance work is what he's asking a little bit of help with.
Is it, is this close to any of the culverts or, you know, every spring or every other spring we clean out gravel from, tin horns that are plugged or things like that? Or is this proximity where we can use that material?
Actually, we do have a surplus, pretty good surplus pile of material already there at the Bradleyville lot. That's probably 6 mile close proximity to this from where he lives. So we do have material that we don't have to buy material to put on this. We already have it.
Yeah.
Just to make this basically drivable, and I think that's what he's looking
right.
for. Just kind of make this where it's a little more accessible.
I make a motion that we add this to our list of road maintenance on the cemetery group. Brandon, I don't know whether are you familiar that we did this?
Yeah, why don't you touch basically, on that, Danny, before you make the motion?
Basically, we have a list of cemeteries throughout the county in different areas that at least once a year before Memorial Day or a lot of different cemeteries have certain days that they have a meeting that to get together. We try to do it prior to them if we know that that day. And I have about a dozen that once a year, usually at the end of April, beginning of May or middle of May, we go and either grade or sometimes we have to put a load of gravel. Some of them doesn't require, but maybe a little bit of mowing type issue. A lot of cemeteries, it varies with different cemeteries. Some of them have a 2 mile long road that we have to go in and just make sure it's accessible. Others set right next to a county road. Maybe we just have to clean the entrance or make sure there's no brush or any debris. So we do that once a year, and then if for whatever reason they have a funeral, a lot of times they will contact us. We need to check the road out just to make sure it's accessible before a funeral.
This is common practice?
We've been doing it for as long as I've been here.
The practice began well before I was first here in the courthouse. There may be, I'm trying to remember, a statute in place also that grants the county authority to do certain things on particular roads, and one of those is to help with cemeteries, access to and from cemeteries to make sure that people could get again in and out. The county does not do that on a regular basis other than, as Randy said, right at Memorial Day. That's really when they're
used. The statute actually reads, Ron, that
go ahead.
You're not to enter the cemetery, but you can perform road activities to get in and out approachable too. We've already went through this back 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, we don't actually go into
no.
the actual cemetery. We just go up to
go to it
proximity. And so, and just reasonable access is basically what we try to provide.
I think it's where it reads reasonable access. So.
Let me ask this. Do we have a formal list, or is it just something, Randy, that you do?
I do have a list of cemeteries that we go in, and one of them basically we do if upon people contacting us if they're going to go there before Decoration Day, because one of them, like I say, it's almost 2 mile. There is an existing road back in there, but we only go if there is a request. Somebody calls us, hey, we're going to be down there, then we'll go check the road out and do it otherwise.
I think that us telling you just add it to your list would be sufficient. Is that all right?
Just add it to the list. And
all right. Is that all right, Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That will fall under your purview, and you're the one, obviously, that has that list.
We do have it. A lot of them are Some of these are GPS, not all of them are, but a lot of them all have names similar to this, so we do have a list.
Brenda, did we have a follow-up issue with you today for executive? I'm not remembering, I'm just asking.
I do have one that would have to be under executive. It's a question. It's a follow-up on, I've already taken care of what we talked earlier in the week. We could follow up on that, and it relates
well,
to...
Well, I've got at whatever appointed time period we have. Oh, good gosh, we're late on it. Do you have anything else for us on this issue?
That was it. Maybe just...
Let's... we have an attorney that is waiting for a call to conference in on a number one issue. So if you gentlemen don't mind, and if we have taken care of all the agendized items this morning, I would accept a motion to go into executive session.
Motion to go into executive session, 610.02, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsection 1, 2, 3, and 12, which will be convened in the commission conference room. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Brandon aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. We'll stand in recess for a period of 3 or 4 minutes until we can get upstairs and...